Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick note, I thank you for all of the texts that are coming in. I did hold Steve Scalise's feet to the fire, I think. I am being respectful to him as well because he is the majority leader of the House of Representatives, and with the office goes some respect that is due. But I do hate when politicians, be they in the Senate or the House, use this when the bodies are barely at the coroner's office to start making political points and saying that they missed this or they didn't do that or DEI this when there is no fact. In law, they would call that facts not in evidence, not supported by evidence. Michael Williamson joins us now with the United Way to talk about the United for New Orleans Relief Fund. How you doing, Michael?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me about the United for New Orleans. First of all, thoughts on the terrorist attack yesterday and what you guys are doing for it.
Well, let me start by saying our hearts with the victims, their families, and everyone impacted. We all have some connection to someone. I know several people that were in the quarter, you know, during that tragic event. So our hearts and prayers go out to all those individuals and their families. And as usual, United Way of Southeast Region, wants to step up and be a source of support for those families as they begin the healing process.
What can people do if they want to help?
Well, we did launch the United for NOLA Relief Fund just to offer folks a way to make financial contributions. And those contributions, 100% of those will go to help those impacted, you know, by this tragic event. You know, every dollar will be used to offer sources of support for those families. And so, you know, we know a lot of people want to do something, and the easiest thing right now is just to make a contribution and allow us to, you know, help those families that are in need.
How do they do that?
So they can go to unitedwaycla.org/unitedfornola. You can make a contribution right there. It's very easy. You know, Tommy, I'd also point out that, you know, folks are struggling. You know, this has a significant impact on individual's mental health. And so I just want people to know that they can call, you know, the suicide hotline 988 for free and confidential mental health support, as well as 211. So I want to make sure people know those numbers are available to call. But once again, we know people want to help. And at this point, the easiest thing to do is make a financial contribution, and we'll do our best to provide all the support those families need.